For this edition of Spotlight on Local Business, we are talking sports, specifically soccer. I have Joel with me, the owner CEO of Frederick Skyline. Joel, how are you today?
Good, good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, I got to say thank you for bringing soccer to Frederick, or should I say football?
Yeah, it depends where you're from, soccer or football. But definitely it's exciting to have it here.
I'm looking forward. Soccer is such a popular sport all over the world. It's a great sport. You have to be in amazing shape to play it. What gave you the idea to bring soccer to Frederick?
We kind of saw a gap. As everybody knows, shout out Mr. Tony C. He was the owner at Fisk. Fisk was a staple here. Fisk was somewhere where if you didn't play outside, you played indoor. And the bonds you built, the connections you built was amazing. And then when it shut down, we noticed a little small gap. We were fortunate enough, when we first started, we were known as Westernville. Just kind of like a random name that we started. And we played indoor for a little bit. And then when Fisk closed, we ended up rebranding to Frederick Skyline, strictly outdoors. So what we noticed when Fisk closed was nobody had a home anymore. The Frederick Parks and Recs, they made those league 7v7s, but there wasn't a high level of play anymore. And looking around, we've had the Frederick Keys for a long time, and the league that we want to be in was able to provide us home and away games. So we took a shot. We took a leap of faith. We ended up rebranding to Frederick Skyline about a year and a half ago. And we held tryouts. Over a dozen guys showed up. It was great. And what gave me the idea was pretty much the opportunity. You know the stories, loving sports. I tore my ACL. The funny one I hear is I have the kid, and that's my little ones right next to me. So pretty much I made it to kind of give the answer back, like, what's your excuse now? I'm giving you opportunity. With our motto of unite and believe, the sky's the limit. We're having the community behind us uniting the belief of soccer, but also having every person believe as they're with us that the sky is a limit. And so far, that alone has dragged so many players to us, just knowing that they love the mission and given the opportunity to play at a high level. And ever since then, it's just been going up since here.
Joel, very well said. And what I love about this, too, is we know that at soccer's big with the youth. When I say youth, you know, kids who are, you know, 5, you know, 10 years old, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And when they play soccer for their youth sports, they can see the Frederick Skyline and say, hey, you know what? Now I have something to strive for.
Yeah, totally.
I can play for this team in Frederick, and I think it's going to enhance the popularity. It's an amazing sport, and it's not an easy sport to play. How many games are you going to have?
So as of right now, the women's schedule is still being made. That's what we have with Mr. Coach Jake. A big shout-out to him. He's done an amazing job with the women's program. For the men, we're going to have 5 home and 5 away.
Okay,
and we'd ride at Hood College. And then that doesn't include playoffs. Top 6 make playoffs, and we're looking forward to being in that playoff picture again.
And oh, good. So it's going to be Hood College, so that's great. So it's close to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
5 games over at Hood. You look at the team. I know you're going to be a little bit biased, and I can't blame you for that.
Yeah.
But you're looking at the team. How are we looking?
We're looking very good. A lot of coming off last season. So we took about a year and a half to stay private. Shout out to all the players and staff involved. They wanted to make this announcement sooner, but it's something exciting. The Frederick Chamber of Commerce gave us a ribbon cutting on January 10th at Warehouse, and then when that happened, that kind of gave the staple of, okay, this is real. But the players have wanted this. They've wanted the announcement, but we had to make sure the product was good. We didn't want to announce and then lose every game. So we really took our time, different coaches, different players coming in and out. And as of right now, it's pretty much the same exact team from last season. They made it to semifinals, but unfortunately lost at home. To a team that ended up winning it. So it's kind of good knowing that whoever won that game might have won the whole thing.
Well thought of. It sounds like this whole thing was well thought of.
Very well thought of. And then a few good signings that we've had this season just make the team stronger. So the team's looking very good.
So very good. Before we wrap it up, where can people get tickets for the games?
If they go to www.frederickskyline.com, the moment they click on that link, they scroll down just a couple seconds, and it's right there. All the schedules up for the men. The women's schedule will come out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. They're looking to kick off May 18th or June 2nd, one of the two. Sounds good. Everything will be at Hood College, so it's exciting.
Well, I'm excited. I want to stop, and I want to see a game. I'm a big sports and soccer fan myself. So I'm going to end it with this, Joel. I'm going to say, let's go, Frederick Skyline.
I appreciate that. We're here. We hope the community can help us.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.